Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
From the Nativity Sermon of St. John Chrysostom. I behold a new and wondrous mystery. My ears resound to the shepherd's song, piping no soft melody, but loudly chanting a heavenly hymn. The angels sing, the archangels blend their voices in harmony. The cherubim resound their joyful praise. The seraphim exalt his glory. All join to praise this holy feast. We are gathered here today in anticipation, in excitement, looking forward to the feast of the coming of the Lord in the flesh. It's not very far off. Many of us are immersed in preparation, gathering our resources together so that the celebration will be joyful and complete. A part of that, an integral part of that, comes by way of our voices, comes by way of something called music. Music, that which God has created, God has allowed to come about to bring about joy to our hearts and to bring praise to our lips. God established music from the very beginning, and music has been a part of the people of God all through their history, all through our own history. Music is a very integral part of our lives. I would say that very few of us have ever lived a whole day without being exposed to music. The Bible speaks about music in a multifaceted way. It talks about music being psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Music is not only vocal music, but also instrumental music. There are instruments mentioned in the Bible that are to be used in the praise of God. As Israel was instructed to come to worship in the temple of God, there were songs and psalms that were especially assigned to be sung on the way to the temple. I don't know if many of us sang any songs on the way to church today. But Israel entered into singing and making melody to the Lord on the way to the temple to worship as they were instructed by God. God was so concerned about this ministry of music, this thing called music, that he established certain groups of people whose responsibility it was to make melody. And as he established them, they took up their mantle and began to minister musically. We have today an opportunity to give thanks to God that there are those in our midst who have taken up the mantle to minister musically to God, first of all, and also to us as we have opportunity to listen to their melodies and at times participate in those melodies. Music is a powerful force. Music is something that gives praise and glory to God. It is something that is essential to our life in God. As Israel was led into battle, it's interesting to note that it was the musicians that led them into battle. I'm not sure if I were a musician, I would be excited about that. But the musicians would lead the armies into battle. I'm sure it had an effect on the enemy, and it had an effect on them to encourage them. I remember many years ago, we would gather together before a football game in our high school auditorium, and we would sing our fight song. And it would rouse us up. It would excite us for the contest that was about to happen. Hopefully it would also rev up the football team so that they would do well. That music excited us. That music inspired us. That music motivated us. And music still motivates us today. I was listening to a news report last evening, and it was concerning a lady they were interviewing who lives in Ukraine. And I hope that we are all interceding for those who are in Ukraine, who are in suffering, in war. It's said by some that what they are suffering with today is worse than what they suffered in World War II. May their cause be on our hearts, and may we pray for them that there be peace, especially this time of year, peace in the world. But they were interviewing this lady, and they asked her, "How is it that you're going to make it this winter?" And she showed them some of her provisions that she had. They weren't many. But she said the thing that was going to get her through the winter, the thing that was going to motivate her to be strong this winter, was singing. That when she began to feel oppressed and depressed in her situation, she would lift up her voice and she would sing. The power of music to motivate us, to inspire us, to strengthen us, to carry us through the hard times. There were many times in my years when I was not a believer. There were a number of years I was not a believer per se. And there were times I would go through struggles and hardships, and I had one thing that got me through those hardships and those struggles, and that was my guitar. I could pick up my guitar and I could play, and I could pour my heart out musically, and it would carry me through those hard times. Music has a healing power to it. In Scripture, we read about King Saul. Saul was the king that God didn't want. When he commanded Samuel to go ahead and anoint Saul because the people wanted a king, the other people, the other nations had kings and they wanted a king, and so they cried out to God that he would give them a king. And so he gave them Saul. But he told Samuel, as he was going to anoint Saul, not to be concerned, because the people were not rejecting Samuel. They were rejecting God. Nonetheless, they got a king. And in the course of his reign, there was a problem that he had. An evil spirit would come on him, and it would cause him to become violent. And he would act out in violent ways and destructive ways. His advisors said, You know what you ought to do? You ought to get someone in here who can play music. And so he summoned a little shepherd boy named David, who was noted for his musical abilities, and he brought David in. And sure enough, when that evil spirit came on him and he began to become violent, David would play his harp. And he would play soothing music. So effective was that music that it would drive that spirit away. And Saul would again be at peace. The power of music to motivate us, the power of music to medicate us, as it were, to bring about an amplification of those sentiments that we have internally, those sentiments of devotion to God. There's nothing quite like being able to sing our praises to God, to allow those inner urgings and feelings of worship to come bubbling out of us in melodies. So wonderful is the gift of music. So it was that the coming of the Lord was attended by the choirs of angels, singing and making melody to the Lord. Now we can echo those psalms, hymns, spiritual songs unto the Lord, making melody in our hearts, giving praise to God, and giving thanks to Him for those particularly set apart in our parish for the ministry of music, the choir in particular, and our dear priest whose voice edifies us each and every Sunday, that we give thanks to God, especially this time of year, for the ministry of music. To Him be all praise and glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.